Well, I'm so pleased to be back with you today. I think it's been once a season, so here we are in the fruitfulness of summer, and what a joy to be together today. I'm excited to speak with you about something that is so near and dear to my heart. It's a beautiful spiritual practice, the practice of blessing. And so the title of the presentation today is Blessing Ourselves, Blessing One Another. Now, I remember the first time I ever heard the words, I don't know about you, bless you or God bless you, was when I sneezed. And I really wondered what that meant. And so I did one of those wonderful Google, you know, Wikipedia type of searches and found out that it's very ancient. It goes back to the ancient Greeks, in fact, where at the second a person sneezed, they said, bless you, my dear, bless you, bless you. And there may have been some logical, or at the time logical, but what we would know today through science, illogical reasons for that. Because when we sneeze, the heart actually stops for a moment. And so the idea of bless you, you know, restores that heart rhythm. It may have also come from the medieval belief that a sneeze released the spirit into the world from the body. So the sneezer was blessed, so the soul would return to the body and the person wouldn't die. But then actually, it was Pope Gregory the Great in AD 540 who ordered a series of litanies, prayers, processions, because it was during the bubonic plague and so many people were dying. So when someone sneezed, they were immediately blessed. God bless you, in the hope that they would not actually develop the disease. So there's sometimes a reason for our odd ways of doing things. But the notion of blessing is a really powerful notion. And I started to think more about it a few years ago when I was trying to find a way to close off my email practice. As a writer, I do a lot of emails and a lot of correspondence, and I was feeling very sticky about how I was signing off. I began to really think about what would be a proper, appropriate way for me to do that. So I was at a stage in my life, in my own spiritual journey, when sincerely just felt a little too cold, a little too formal, you know. Love, a bit too warm for a general farewell to anyone, especially business associates, you know, editors and publishers and things like that, that people, many who I've never met. And so I felt a bit like Goldilocks testing the porridge. Chairs and beds of the three bears. I had to find one that felt just right to me. Blessings was the word I landed on. Blessings felt just right. And so email is just one of many opportunities we may have throughout the day to bless people. It's a way we say hello or goodbye with fondness and warmth in our heart, or with firmness and coolness of spirit. We make that discernment, how we respond, how do we sign off, how do we say hello, how do we say goodbye. And I prefer to use the word blessings because it tells the receiver exactly how I truly feel about them, which is, you are special to me, and I wish you happiness. I wish you happiness. When I close my emails, blessings, Jan, I imagine a glittery shower of all good things falling lightly upon them. Besides wishing them happiness, the dictionary, if you look up the word blessing, reminds us that we can also extol wishes of prosperity or gratitude upon them, or another of my personal favorites, divine care, invoking divine care for them, putting them in God's hands. Bestowing blessings can also usher in a whole, like a bower of angelic comfort, presence, however you want to use it. But think about who would you like to send a shower of goodwill to? when you write your emails, for example? Who touches your heart so much that you would like to see them surrounded with love and wishes of well-being? I actually have turned my email into a spiritual practice, and I wrote about this in my book, Your Truest Self, which my books are out there in the hallway there. And so I take my email practice very seriously. What I do is when I open the email, and if those of you have read my book, you're maybe familiar with this practice, but and I notice what comes up in me about that person. And I notice if there's any stickiness in me about it, any odd feelings or resentments or jealousies or anger or irritation. And so I use that. I'm noticing my ego is what I'm doing, basically. And I do not send a reply to that person, signed blessings, truly from my heart, until I have arrived in that place of open-heartedness towards that individual. Because I know it will always be about me and not them. And so sometimes, if I'm very honest, an email has to sit there for a day. Sometimes it may have to sit there for a couple of days until I bring myself to that place of awareness that I am open-hearted and truly wishing them happiness, and that I can send a sincere blessing. And the practice has completely changed my life. So if you ever do get an email from me, or you want to email me and try it out, you will get that energy response, because I have brought myself to that place through spiritual practice of blessing. And it's been a profound, profound practice for me. I call email now Spiritual Practice 101. And so I guess it's my own invention. I don't know, but it really does work for me. Just offer that to you as an option of how you might consider blessing people throughout your day. And I'd also like to share with you some other ways that are fun, easy, enjoyable to bless people throughout the day, to wish them this well-being that I know we all wish for others. But whether we're in that conscious place to do it throughout the day, we're caught up in our worries and our hurries with what's next or what just happened. We're so rarely in the present moment with our awareness. And so how can we bring ourselves to greater awareness and use our interactions throughout the day as a form of blessing? Well, I've always loved those Valentines that said, from your secret admirer. Did you ever receive any of those when you were young and you just wondered who it was that had that special feeling for you but didn't tell you? They had a very sweet energy about them. Underground affection, I guess you'd call it. So without even knowing it, we can bestow our affection on others invisibly throughout our day. Just consider the people with whom you come in contact throughout the day. Perhaps it's the woman who scanned your groceries at the checkout counter, the groundskeeper at your condo, the janitor at your children's school. Countless others, too many to name, that come through our day, and often they offer us a service by the nature of their profession. What if you sent a silent bless you as you pass them by? Bless you for your hard work. Bless you for doing your job you do so I can live more comfortably in the world. Bless you for caring for my children. And so on. I guarantee after you begin to engage with people in this way, life begins to take on a very different hue. And people no longer become invisible. So many people pass through our day that we never notice, or we never make eye contact with, that we never really look at as a human being with pains and sufferings and joys. And so that might be something you might like to consider doing as a blessing practice. Now, you know, Unity people are really huggy. I've noticed that over the years as I've spoken at a lot of Unity churches. And so with folks to whom you are more intimately connected, you could engage in another form of blessing. And I call this a body blessing. Now, some of us are reluctant huggers. You know, you can always tell reluctant huggers, and we may feel ourselves being reluctant. You know, we're kind of stiff. And then there are others who just sort of drape themselves around you and embrace you so warmly. And it feels as if by their hug you're receiving a blessing, doesn't it? And maybe they are actually giving us a blessing and we don't know it. But many of us go through those quick, you know, I'm going through the motions kind of hugs. And maybe you even do that with family members or people you're supposed to hug. What if you took this body-to-body opportunity to hug a blessing into them? As you quickly press your cheek or shoulder to theirs, silently offer them a blessing of health, of inner peace, or joy. As for those bear-hugging friends or relations, just imagine how far your blessing might sink in if you embraced each other with all the gusto you can muster. Your blessing could imprint itself right on their heart, a tattoo of the brightest hue that says, I cherish you and your presence in my life. Now, sometimes the direct path of blessing is best. Just be very open and honest, and we need to speak our blessing to somebody out loud, face to face. This is difficult for those of us that have been raised in more stoic families. We don't often express ourselves very outwardly, and it may even be frowned upon, you know, that you just don't do that. Or perhaps we're shy about speaking our blessings to them because we are worried about their response. They might think we're odd or strange or something. But an expression of verbal gratitude might be really what is needed to open a pathway to the heart, to deepen our relationship with someone, to really give voice. So a whisper in the ear works wonders. Bless you. Or may you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful today. An eye-to-eye confession is even better. And so I'd invite you to that challenge, too. Are there certain people in your life that it might take a little courage, but to whisper that blessing into their ear or to look them right in the eyes and say, bless you, or God bless you, or may you be blessed, whatever you feel comfortable saying. There is another practice I would like to share with you that comes from the Buddhist tradition, and maybe some of you have heard of it, but it is a blessing practice, probably even more than my email practice, that has really changed my life in terms of being open-hearted, not just to others, but also to myself, being kinder to myself. Blessing myself, too, because we all deserve blessing. And it's the Buddhist practice of metta. Are any of you familiar with it, of metta? Metta is a loving kindness practice, and it is a prayer, and it is the most beautiful practice. And because it is very interspiritual, more and more people are practicing it. As I go into churches and give programs often, especially for my women's programs, I'm teaching metta because it is a practice of softening ourselves and opening ourselves up to ourselves as well as to others. And so what I'd actually like to do is take you through this, do a little teaching here, and share this four-line prayer with you of blessing. And I think you'll be quite amazed at what happens. It is something that my own spiritual mentor teacher, who is a wonderful meditation teacher in the Buddhist tradition, uses now as her primary prayer meditation practice because it takes care of everything. It calms. It focuses the mind. It stills the heart. It takes one to a place of expansiveness. Spaciousness is the Buddhist term for the open-hearted way of living. Spaciousness creates room. And it's four lines. It's four very easy lines, and I'll read them to you. And then I'd like to walk you through a little formula of using them, beginning with yourself and some people in your life, and on out into the world. So these are the four lines. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful and at ease. Now, the Buddha himself taught this, and he, as you know, the Buddha often taught about the nature of life as suffering, but that it is basically good. We're just choosing to suffer through it with our thoughts and our actions and our ego-centered consciousness. So when we accept the sacred aspects of ourself, we are happy, we are well, and everyone wants to feel safe. Because how many people in our world today do not feel safe? How many are not well, physically and emotionally? And how many are not peaceful? How many people live in war-torn areas or struggle day to day paying bills or worrying about where their next meal is coming from or if they're going to have a job in a couple of months or if they can make the payment on their house so they don't lose their home? We are in difficult times. We are in challenging times. And I find metta practice, loving kindness practice, that's what the word metta means, loving kindness, opens up new doorways of possibility. So first, we begin with ourselves because it softens us. How in the world can we have self-love and compassion for others if we do not have self-love and compassion for ourselves? We must begin with where we are. And so what I'd like to do is talk you through this. You will start with yourself, and I'll just say the phrases and just you repeat them in your mind. And imagine yourself receiving that blessing. Then we go to benefactors. Benefactors, and choose a benefactor, a wise other who you are very grateful to for being in your life. It could be someone like Jesus or Mary. It could be a mentor. It could be a relative, a partner, a wise teacher. Then we go to dear others, friends, loved ones. Then we do neutral others. Neutral others are people like the woman who checks out your groceries or the man who is your gardener at your condo. People that you don't necessarily even know their name. You don't have a really relationship with them, but you see them all the time. And you just pick one and take yourself through the process with them. And then you do it with difficult others. And so it's someone who you have attention with. I would suggest selecting someone who is not an enemy, someone who has wounded you, someone who has hurt you or you have deep conflict with right now. I would choose someone who there's just a little gnarliness about, someone who pushes your buttons, okay? And you imagine them in front of you and you offer the blessing. And then we move on to the entire world, all beings. And this only takes a few minutes. Now, sometimes when I do metta, I like to spend more time with it, maybe 15 or 20 minutes as a form of meditation. And I may think of many benefactors or many friends or many loved ones. But do you see the progression? It's easy to start with ourselves and bestow that showery, glittery bouquet of blessings. And it's easy with people we really love and people we're grateful for. But it's harder with people we don't know. And it's harder yet with people with whom we have issues. But if we do it, it opens our hearts. And then we take it out to the entire world. So would you do this with me? All right. So I would just invite you to you're comfortable, hopefully, and not too sleepy. This is a good focusing exercise also, if you are feeling a little sleepy from meditation, because you imagine the person there. Try and visualize them receiving the blessing or you bestowing the blessing upon them. So we begin with ourselves, okay? May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be peaceful and at ease. And let's say it again to ourselves silently. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be peaceful and at ease. And if you're doing this at home, I would recommend you take your time to do this. Develop a form of breathing and saying the words in a rhythm. Feel your relaxation response come and sink down into and receive your own blessing. Now would you select a benefactor, someone to whom you are very, very grateful, and imagine them in front of you. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful and at ease. And imagine them receiving that blessing from you. And now we select a dear other, a loved one, someone special to your heart. And imagine them there in front of you. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful and at ease. Now, because you're blessing the people who you love so deeply, maybe you're feeling some spaciousness in your heart. You feel warmth and gratitude. And so now we imagine a neutral other, someone with whom you cross paths during the day, an unsuspecting other that you're going to bless. And imagine them, maybe still at their workplace, doing their job. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful and at ease. And now we select a person with whom we're having just a little bit of difficulty. And if you can't do this, that's all right. There's no forcing. If you'd like to skip this one, you can actually skip it too. And maybe go back to blessing yourself. If it's brought up hurt feelings or difficulty just thinking about this person, it may not be the time yet for you to do it. Or select another one if there's too much of a tension there. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful and at ease. And it's all right if you even feel a little stickiness about that with even saying it. That's okay. It gets easier as you do it. The more you do it, the more your heart opens. And then finally, let us bless all beings everywhere, around the globe. People we will never meet, the people who are in life just as we are, having the same challenges and difficulties and joys and sorrows as we are. So imagine your blessing whooshing around the world. May you be happy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful and at ease. And notice how you feel. Any of you feel a noticeable shift in yourself? Do you feel a warmth, an openness that wasn't there? Imagine if you did this many times a day. Imagine if you did it when you are, as I did one day, sitting in American Eagle while my daughter was trying on clothes, with the music blasting and the screen, you know, with the video playing, and just total chaos. And I'm sitting there and I noticed a young mother with two babies screaming in her stroller, and she's trying to shop. And I sat there and I did metta. And my heart just so opened, because I was aware of how badly she wanted to do something for herself and yet was taking care of her children at the same time, and how she was juggling it all and what tension she was feeling. And so I sat there in the midst of all the noise. We don't even have to do this in a quiet place. And silently blessed her. And it was an amazing experience. So we can all do this. We can all do this. The one wonderful benefit too, which I sort of glossed over, is when you're doing the metta blessing for neutral others, they'll never know you're doing this. But what happens is, as you continue to do it, when you meet them on a day-to-day basis, you now feel like you know them. You have an intimate feeling towards them because you have been blessing them. And so it just changes the hue of your world. It really does open us up. And we cultivate our own self-acceptance, our own self-love, and then we cultivate acceptance of others and love of others, and the result is compassion, profound compassion. And I know Jesus would love that practice if he didn't already teach it already, but I think he taught a form of it in the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes, with blessing others. And so this is a universal, intercultural, interspiritual journey that we are on, to open ourselves, and blessing is a powerful way to do it. I'd like to bring this to a close by offering you a little segment from a wonderful book on blessing by David Spangler, The Art and the Practice Blessing. It's just an amazing book. And he talks about this practice of blessing in light of the world we are living in right now and of who we are as spiritual beings. And I wanted to read it because I could not say it as well myself. And he talks about our identities. You know, we talk about who we are in this world and who we are to one another. And so he says the issue of identity is important. We identify ourselves in so many ways, but most often through our roles or our possessions or our social status. We may rarely say, I am myself. I am spirit. I am soul. There is holiness in me. Therefore, I am someone who can bless. For blessing is spirit reminding itself of who it is in the midst of its myriad incarnations and manifestations. Blessing is a conversation of recognition between myself and myself within another. I'll say that again. Blessing is a conversation of recognition between myself and myself within another. Blessing is a reminder of the love that lies at the core of us, waiting to become our blood and sinew, bone and tissue. If in the new physics and the new cosmology, the stars remind us that we ourselves are made of star stuff and therefore kin to the universe, then in a new holistic spirituality, blessings remind us that we are made of spirit stuff, soul stuff, love stuff, blessing stuff, and therefore kin to life and to each other. When we bless, we are not just doing good. We are remembering this. We are kin and life to one another. And so, as we leave today, may we remember who we are, a unique blend of spirit and stardust, God's love made manifest on earth. And may we remember to bless ourselves and bless one another. Bless you.